sense of God. Let's open our three forms of unity to the Heidelberg Catechism. Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 13. Be focusing our attention to the person of and work of Jesus Christ. And so we find ourselves in Lord's Day 13, page 26 of your red booklets. Please respond to the questions. Why is he called God's only begotten Son, since we are also the children of God? Because Christ alone is the eternal, natural Son of God, but we are children of God by adoption, through grace for his sake. Why do you call him our Lord? Because not with silver or gold, but with his precious blood, he has redeemed and purchased us, body and soul, from sin and from all the power of the devil, to be his own. My focus will be on question 33, although 34 will be touched on. But people of God, sometimes perhaps you've heard people say that we are all God's children. When I was growing up listening to that, I was thinking, well, we're all made in God's image, so sure, we are all God's children in that sense. He's our creator. We find our beginning and origin from him. And maybe that's what it's meant, but that's not always what it's meant. So what was often meant by that phrase, we are all God's children, is that God all loves us all the same. In fact, even using that word love. And if you, when you read the scriptures full and full, cover to cover, you can't just throw away that word love. And it's a nice sentiment, it's a nice thing to think about, that God loves everybody the same. And surely, scripture is very clear that there is a benevolence of that God has towards all of his creation. Sinner or Christian or not, whether they are his people or not. There is a sense where God delights in providing for all things in creation. But to say that we are all God's children is something very specific. It's something very special, especially when we read in the New Testament. Because you'll never read in the Old Testament or perhaps they refer to God as Father, but they'll never. It's not really something that is common for the Israelites. It's not until we hear from our Lord in the Lord's Prayer that we pray to God our Father, and understanding that He is our Father, but understanding that Jesus, who is the true Son of God, how does that work? Because Are we sons of God in the same way Jesus is the Son of God? Well, no. Because Jesus is the natural, eternal, eternally begotten of God. That's his relationship since the beginning. Right? Since all of eternity. That has never changed. But we, in our natural state, well, we're children, all right, but Paul says that we're children of wrath. Jesus says that if you do not believe in the Son, the wrath of God abides on you already. And so, to make a blanket statement that we are all God's children really cheapens the love and grace of God. And so, to say that we are sons of God, daughters of God, is something that necessitates something radical, something supernatural to change the relationship that we have with God. That it doesn't just happen because we just want to think ourselves we're sons of God. We are purchased, we are bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how we become sons and daughters of God. It's by faith. We are adopted sons and daughters of God. Because the love of God is specifically redemptive towards his people. And we try to water it down to make people feel good, and that doesn't work. It doesn't, and ultimately it's not really comforting because it's kind of a half-truth. And a half-truth is not really truth at all. It's still a lie. And so this is something very significant for all of us to understand, that when we call God our Father, that when we call ourselves children of God, that is something supernatural. That is something only done by the work of the triune God to make that possible. And the way that it was possible is by what question and answer 34 describes. That we are not bought with blood, or sorry, we are not bought with silver or gold, but with His precious blood. That's coming straight out of 1 Peter chapter 1. That the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, that's what it cost. That's what it costed Him so that He can call you His Son. And so we don't belong to ourselves. We don't belong to ourselves. We belong to Him. We are purchased by His blood. So everything that we do, everything that we say is reflective of the grace of God that has been given to us. This is our status. That doesn't change with our feelings, our emotions, or just sentiments. But this is a position that we have, that we stand on with both feet, because of the reality of the gospel that has been revealed to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. So let's conclude our summary of Lord's Day 13 with that.